Many Hindus cross the border from India to be in Nepal today. As many as a million worshippers travel to a small Nepalese village for a big festival. It honors the Hindu goddess of power, and as part of the festival, thousands of animals are slaughtered. That's drawn the ire of animal rights activists. The BBC's Joanna Jolly is back in Kathmandu after spending the day in Bariapur, where the ritual took place. Joanna, explain what the slaughter is all about. I mean, you've got a million Hindus coming to this. Describe the scene.
Well, it's extremely crowded, as you can imagine, with a million people there, many of whom have come over the border from India and are sleeping rough outside in the fields around this tiny little village in southern Nepal. And many of them have brought their own animals. And today was the day 10,000 buffaloes were sacrificed by 250 men who'd been specially appointed to do it. And this happened with big machete knives, and mostly the buffaloes were decapitated in one blow. But this is very much part of the Gadamai festival, which only happens once every 5 years, and is seen as a chance to say thanks for any good luck that you have, and also to ask for good fortune from the goddess Gadamai, a Hindu goddess of power.
And so you've got 10,000 buffalo being killed simultaneously by 250 men. That's some pretty serious carnage. How long does it take?
Well, it can take hours, actually. It took several hours this morning. There is some skill in decapitating the buffaloes, and they do die instantly. But those that aren't killed immediately run around the field, and it's quite distressing.
Why do people come to this? I mean, they're coming from many, many miles away, hundreds, even thousands of miles away. Is it the festivities? Is it a religious thing for them?
Well, it's certainly a very festive event. I mean, when I was wandering around last night at midnight, it was absolutely crammed full of families who were buying sweets from stalls, presents for each other. There were fortune tellers. There was a Ferris wheel even. It's quite a happy event. It's like a big village fair. And I can see the attraction in going. It looks like a lot of fun. But more than that, I think animal slaughter is very much part of life here in Nepal, and appeasing goddesses is very much part of the Hinduism that's practiced here. Some people, in fact, we met some people today who were taking their buffalo along to the slaughter, but couldn't afford to have their buffalo slaughtered, so their buffalo was just having his ear chopped off, which was considered a sort of symbolic small slaughter in order to bring good luck and fortune.
A lot of people have criticized this ritual. When you say the phrase animal rights in Nepal, what does that mean to people there?
Well, there is an animal rights group here. It tends to be made up of the sort of richer members of society here, and has a lot of support internationally from people like Brigitte Bardot, the French actress, who's written to the president to try and stop the Gadamai festival going ahead.
So when the Nepalese president received this letter from Brigitte Bardot, how did he react to that?
I've heard of no official response to the letter, to be honest. And the day before the Gadamai festival started, animal rights activists had a symbolic protest sacrificing coconuts just to say, look here, you don't have to kill an animal in order to please a goddess. But many people feel that you do, that this is what the goddess wants, this is what the priest is asking for, and this is the only way to ensure good fortune and good luck for their family.
I mean, I have to ask you, Joanna, what did you feel when you witnessed this festival?
I went to see the enclosure of buffaloes at night before they were slaughtered, and I did feel pretty bad. I'm not a vegetarian, but I did think, gosh, this is quite sad.
The BBC's Joanna Jolly in Kathmandu. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.